G'day, Alan Langer here. They reckon the Big Breakfast with Marto, Robin and the Moon Man is lifting podcasting to new heights. I reckon they could use a bit of a boost from Height for Hire myself. Call 1-800-HEIGHT or go to heightforhire.com.au.
Hello, welcome back, Marto, Robin, Moon Man. Great to have you.
Thank It's you. Very nice to be back. I got some news during the break from my doctor, Dr. Finkelstein, and it involves the fact that I might have to... Dr. Finkelstein. He goes, look at you, you fat bastard.
He didn't say that. No, he might have implied it with what he said, but he didn't say that.
He said two words a couple of times over. He said diet and exercise, and I think the kebabs might be on the hit list.
More gefilte fish, for God's sake, Lawrence.
What?
You want to die? You want to die, you're going the right way.
Also, dear Moon Man, we had another great rendition.
Yeah, I answer people's problems, and it always seems like it's from a woman called Louise married to an older man that does breakfast radio.
On Triple M, surprise, surprise.
And it was a month in the making, but the World Cup finally over, Marto.
Oh, and it was a good night, too. The world's biggest sports event. Although I feel sorry for those Croatian people. Little red and white diamonds are so hard to do as face paint. But we spoke to Boz about the whole thing. Don't forget, he's Croatian.
It's all in the catch-up. Enjoy.
Kebab news. You do know that I love a kebab, lamb kebab, traditional. Well, I went for my annual
Just tell everyone,
check.
Just remind everyone, you've been known to leave here and go and have an immediate kebab.
Yes, I have.
At 9 o'clock.
And what's more, we consulted with a dietitian who said if you were going to eat a kebab, it would be first thing in the morning because it's your complete daily intake of calories, so you'd
is
need
that
to
right,
burn
Robin?
It off.
Did that actually happen?
That did happen.
And it is one of the healthier fast foods because it's not fried and it contains salad.
Just remind me, did they say it was better than a pie?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, it's good. Worse than a pie. But the big enemy in the kebab was the garlic sauce.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
What the a sauces. Sleeper that was. Yeah. That was news to me. I would have thought the fatty lamb might have been a problem. But I went to see my doctor, Dr. Finkelstein, and...
great
Jewish?
Doctor's name.
Full Jewish.
Okay.
He comes here and goes,
really?
Look at you. You know, he does the whole... What have you been doing to yourself? I think he sticks...
What, he's a New York Jew?
I think he bungs it on a bit because he knows that I love the Jewish
accent.
The Jewish chat.
God.
So I go for my annual health check, which is, you know, cholesterol, blood sugars, PSA for the prostate, all that blood test, and you need a reference to be able to go to the pathologist or, you know, your Dorovich or whoever it is. And I said... First of all, he goes, let's go shopping. Which
let's
means,
go shopping.
What drugs do you want? It's like sale of the century.
Oh, no wonder you love
let's it. Let's go shopping. And then I said, listen, I'm here for, you know, the annual health check. And he goes, I'm not sending you for the health check. And I said, why? He goes, look here, you're overweight. Two words, diet and exercise. I said, yeah, but I want to find out how I'm going. He goes, and what happens if the results are good, which they are every year, you won't do anything. Your behaviour's bad, so you've got to change. He goes, I'm not sending you for the health check. He goes, come back when you've lost 7 kilos, then we'll find out about your cholesterol.
Oh, he's challenged you with a number.
7 kilos.
You're going to have to lose a limb here.
Get me the saw.
It's now time for another letter from a concerned listener in the segment that is called Dear Moon Man. This is our first one today, so I'll read it out to you. Dear Moon Man, I'm a young woman with a 5-year-old and I'm married to an older man who works for Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Hold on.
Oh, hang on.
That sounds like it's very close to home. It's
becoming more and more obvious.
We've just recently moved to a new house.
Great.
My husband had one job, which was an earlier subject on Dear Moon Man, that one job being getting the utilities connected. He forgot his one job, left his run late, but somehow got the job done. Well done, him.
Oh.
Writes excellent. This woman.
Hey, Robin, can I just check? I've never heard one of these letters to be congratulatory about about whoever this person is.
Self-congratulatory, actually.
Just wait.
But now we've moved in, I've started to see a lot less of my husband because our new property has a shed. Yes, a shed.
Oh, a shed trap.
He has swept the shed. He washed the inside walls of the shed. He washed down the filter and the pumps for the pool that is inside the shed. He has hung the bikes on hooks and constructed an IKEA chest of drawers for storage.
Well done.
He's packed up his what little tools he does have, and please don't presume he has any tool-based skills. He just has tools.
Mm-hmm.
He has cleaned the old fridge and plugged it in, loudly proclaiming to anyone who will listen that he now has a beer fridge. He has even imagining scenarios that may unfold in the shed with his friends. Oh, just imagine if Marty ended up doing this. I have a deep held fear that he may be considering a man cave.
Oh,
let me tell you.
What's the difference?
A man cave is not an option. I've seen him look at the rules at the $2 shop. You know the ones I mean. My man cave, my rules, the remote's mine, belch and fart at will, beer is used for hydration, no reruns of Sex in the City, all of that crap. If I see one of those signs go up, it is over.
You don't appear to be reading.
No. It sounds like he's already bought the same.
It's like I've already learnt the rules from the man cave.
Have you already screwed those
rules? Whinging or whiners, no wimps, scratch it if it's itchy.
Okay, what does Lou, this letter writer, want the advice on?
Lou writes here, how do I stop him from turning the shed into a man cave?
Oh.
Too late,
I think there's only one option. You've got to leave.
There it is.
Oh, she's got to leave.
She's got to leave. So I can turn the whole house into a man cave.
Yeah, that's right.
Big breakfast on Triple A.
Well, to talk World Cup, former Socceroo goalkeeper, EPL wonder boy and star of Fox Sports' many shows, including Boz and Bill. Hello, Boz.
Hello, hello. Good morning to you all and good evening here from, a very good night here from Moscow.
Boz, are you, I know you have a Croatian background. How personally are you feeling?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm very, very proud of the Croatian side. Even today, I thought they played really well. And for them to get to the final was a wonderful achievement anyway. So obviously everyone was disappointed they lost, but the manner in which they played throughout the whole tournament, not just today, made everybody, I think, back in Croatia and all of the diaspora all around the world very, very proud.
But, Mark, they were the better team. Yeah. I know the score doesn't say that, but they were.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can understand where you're coming from. I think first half you could say, yes, they were the better side. But as I keep telling everybody, you know, games are decided not in between the boxes, but in both boxes. And I thought that France were very, very clinical in the way that they played. And I just want to congratulate them on being world champions. I thought over the whole tournament they were worthy world champions. And it wasn't Croatia's day today. A few little things went against them. But the bottom line is, like I said, they had a fantastic tournament and couldn't be prouder. I think I can speak on behalf, like I said, not only of Croatian people, people of Croatian background, but I have a lot of people around here. There's so many people that have come up to me here from Russia and Moscow to say they played really well.
Overall, the tournament in Russia, has it been one of the best World Cups that you've ever been to, Boz?
Well, it's the best World Cup that I've been to. And speaking to people that have been to other ones like Germany 2006 and all that, they've all agreed and said exactly the same thing. And I think the main thing, and I was just speaking to somebody right now, it was surprising to a lot of people. I mean, I came here last year for the Confederations Cup and I was pleasantly surprised of how good the place was, how great the people were and the infrastructure and everything. And I think that was the general consensus amongst all the people as well. And to have that on top of the football, which was great, there was only one 0-0 draw throughout the whole tournament and there was a lot of shocks and surprises. I think it really warmed everyone's hearts all around the world.
Australia lost 2-1 to France, who have just beaten Croatia, 6-goal final, etc. Does that put it in a little bit better perspective that we're not too bad?
Yeah, 100%. 100%, Marto. Listen, you're down to 32 nations out of 208. So, you know, it's an achievement for the smaller countries to be here in the first place. And you know, opening game against, you know, a team that, like everyone said, could win it, and they did in the end. You know, they put up a really good performance. Like, obviously, there was a lot of people that were still a little bit disappointed. They're sick of, you know, saying, oh, it was plucky, but we didn't get through. But it's still better than last time. And that's no disrespect to last time, but you've got to make progress very slowly. I mean, Croatia were in a semi-final 20 years ago and only just made the final now 20 years later. I mean, France hadn't won the tournament for 20 years. So you saw Germany get knocked out in the first round. So you know, it's not easy to win at all.
Hey, Boz, six goals scored in the final, and the whole tournament was exciting, entertaining, etc. Craig Foster, what's going on with him? Is he that dull in real life, or is he bunging that on?
I don't know, because I haven't been watching Craig. I've been here since June 12th, so I don't know.
What a handbrake.
Like I said to you, so I don't really know. But I played with Craig. He was always okay when I played with him.
All right, former Socceroo Mark Boz, business. You can catch your fine work on Fox Sports. I don't get too rowdy in Russia tonight, all right?
I won't. So we're just going to have a quiet dinner before everybody's apart.
Of course you are.
That's how it's going. Enjoy.
Just a quiet dinner.
Vodka's very cheap in Russia.
See you, boss.
See you, mate.
And our next guest actually started his career on Hey Hey It's Saturday. He was the original Plucker Duck.
What?
Obviously, Plucker Duck was a silent character, and this man was streaking way too much under the costume. He's our entertainment reporter. He's our man with all the Hollywood guys.
It's Bobby Streakman. Hello, Bobby.
Hello. Hello, Robbo. Hello, Marto. Hello, Moon Man. And you too, Brandon. And all of the people in Brizzy. Oh, I love you. I'm looking down from the hills at the William Jolly Bridge.
So you made it home to Hollywood after the Logies at the Gold Coast.
Oh, the Logies at the Gold Coast. What about little Granny Denya? Oh, who didn't shed a tear when he said, Family Feud saved my life? Oh, let's look at the board. The survey says, puke into a bucket. Family Feud saved your life.
Okay, Bobby, let's talk about Britney Spears. Ooh. She's had a wardrobe malfunction.
Britney is back on the road. Britney Spears, oh, who didn't love her in that red jumpsuit that was so clingy in the early 2000s? Oops, I've done it again. Well, Britney has had a wardrobe malfunction.
Right, top or bottom?
Yes, the audience got a little bit more cleavage than they bargained for. I think the rhyming slang of Australia is she popped a chocolate ripple.
Is that really?
A little bit of areola.
While we're talking food, what about Russell Crowe? We had him on the show earlier, but why is he putting on so much weight?
Well, I think he revealed earlier on that he's playing the Moon Man in the new biopic. No,
that's what he said.
Yeah, that's
have another command, you mad bastard.
Hey,
man.
Hey.
Come on. Oh, sorry, I just got carried away. I'm having such a great time up here. Yeah. Oh, no, Rusty. Oh, they're saying that he's going to play one of those Fox News men, one of those touchy-feely naughty boys from Fox News. So I think he's bulging out for that. Unless he's just on the hang and he might give it up. I mean, he's no gladiator anymore, is he? Oh, I think the tiger would take him this time around.
And any Kardashians to finish us off, Bobby?
Absolutely, Kardashian news. One of the nannies has spilt the beans. Pam Bean was Chris's assistant and a nanny to the kids, and apparently she saw Kendall getting out of the shower.
What?
I'll tell you what, you'd rather be at, I mean, Kristen getting out. What's the name? What's his bloody Bruce Jenner's name now?
Oh, Caitlin.
Caitlin, get out of the shower.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow.
Lost her mind and she's right to tell all.
Oh, dear.
Caitlin, get out of the shower.
It's easy to be confused, though, between Chris and Kendall and Kylie and Caitlin. And
that'll
anyway,
do it.
I've got to go and shampoo me shit too, so I'm off.
All right, bye. Thank you, Bobby. He's a boy.
Who's that dog a lot?
Oh, dear. Moon, you were just talking about your house, and Robin, he's joined the ranks of your new house that you bought just before the holidays. Has a pool.
It has a pool. This is the first time I've ever had a house pool with a pool out the back. And
you're in the big leagues pool. Now,
no,
mate.
No, okay,
now, you're in the majors.
Robin is nodding no, and no. You've got a big smile on your face. I love it's the idea that thing. We have got a pool.
Yeah.
I'm out there skimming leaves off it whenever I can. And do you know what?
Yeah.
The pool guy came over because I wanted to know exactly, you know, what to do with the filter and the pumps and all that sort of stuff.
One. So you can
and
do it yourself.
Well, he said, do you want to spend your life mixing chemicals and down the pool shop and doing pH tests, which I hadn't done since year 10,
yeah.
with the litmus
yes.
paper? And I said, nah. And he goes, all right, well, I'll come over every month then. So
what's the other option? How much does it cost? Because, I helped build my pool 15 years ago with my mate's a pool builder, and I jumped in and set, you know, sort of ran the thing. And ever since then, I've done
a bit of the Rio
myself.
Together.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't because it was a hot day. I let them do that.
Right.
But I've always done all the everything myself. Just go to the pool shop, buy it.
Well,
you're going to pay a bloke per month.
Well, yeah. He said, I was amazed at the technology because it's a salt pool, but it's got a
A chlorinator.
Chlorinator, yes. Chlorinator turns the salt into chlorine.
Yeah.
NaCl. You know,
remember, NaCl, you take the sodium the out.
It becomes Cl.
Chlorine. Okay, you two finished with the glory of pools?
Now, I've got to say this. He goes, now the worst tree you would ever put beside a pool
is
a jacaranda tree. Jacaranda with the tiny leaves. And then the purple flowers.
Yeah, you're right.
We've got a jacaranda. And I tell you what, I am skimming that thing somebody in a pornographic movie.
But that's not like a pool boy.
No. Yeah.
And Lou will look out the window and go,
old lame shorts on, just skimming. Come on, Lulu. Get on board.
I'm going to say this, and I'm only going to say it once. What? Pools aren't worth it.
Holden, you've only had a pool for less than a year.
I know. I put one in against a lot of people's advice. Yeah, yeah. And basically what I have created is an ornament. A lovely wet ornament.
But you put it in for your boys. Surely they're
a reflection
jumping.
Pond.
But are the boys not using it?
No.
Oh, God.
No, and I have
I'm
to learn.
I'm the only one that uses ours in winter simply because I know how much it costs, so I jump in.
Oh, right. So you're atomising the cost.
Yeah.
This is cold, but it feels good for the $20.
I actually think it's this.
The Big Breakfast's can of
what
worms.
What is it?
Marto loves it. I don't. The statement is
so good.
Pools aren't worth it.
Oh, listen, I'm loving it. For me, it's not a swimming pool at the moment. It is a meditation pool. I go out there and kind of let my mind kind of just drift away as I skim that baby.
I'm just saying they're expensive.
They're cold at this time of year. You
don't
use them much.
Cold.
Hey, you'll end up always have a heap of towels. People are always leaving towels in your house.
That's not an upside for me. I can imagine where a towel's been. I don't want somebody
you
else's
can wash
towel.
It.
Bleach.
Nah, it's not working. Psychologically, I'm against the towel.
Don't be negative. But what is everyone saying?
I do feel like a skilled man as I take one knee, open the poolside hatch, and empty the basket into the green bin.
Yeah. Baby.
You'll get over it. Okay, Grant of Kingston, are pools worth it? I'm saying no, they're not. Pools are not worth it.
They are worth it, but you have to have magnesium instead of salt or chlorine, then you don't touch it.
What's a magnesium?
Oh, what happens? How does the magnesium work?
You get the magnesium and it's you get the special pump and filter that goes with it. Yeah. And I've had mine put in December and I have added nothing to it.
Okay, let me just check. How much does it cost to convert a pool to be a magnesium pool?
I just had my pool built, but I think it'll cost you about $1,500. But the thing is, once you do that, you don't touch it. There's hardly any maintenance at all. I've got the creepy crawly going and mine's spotless.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Still electricity.
That's good.
Magnesium.
But Grant loves the pool. Yeah. He reckons it's worth it.
Okay. Keep going.
Kerry of Logan Lee. Pools aren't worth it. What do you reckon?
No, they're worth it. We don't have air conditioning in the house, and it's better than swimming in the ocean because it's pretty disgusting.
That is so true. You know, we haven't got aircon either.
We go camping and stay in 5-star motels. We wouldn't swim in a pool in a motel. Once you've got your own, you know, it's clean.
Yeah.
It's hygienic.
Yeah.
And buy a dolphin.
An actual dolphin?
No, no. Dolphin pool cleaner. It's like a creepy crawly, but it doesn't run off your pump.
Oh, really?
What does it run off? What does it run off?
Power. But it's power that you won't get electrocuted. You know, it's converted.
Yes. Yeah, it's not like throwing a hairdryer in the pool.
Has anyone ever done that?
We've had a couple of mysteries there. Magnesium and dolphins.
Chris of The Gap, are pools worth it? What do you reckon?
Definitely in Queensland because you can swim probably 8 months of the year and if you get it right, you don't really have to look after them. They just do it themselves.
Yeah, I'm finding that because I just replaced, for the first time in 15 years, had the pool. I replaced the filtration system, the big filtration system.
The big,
cost about $1,500.
The big tub with the
sand
in.
Haven't touched it since. I was using so many chemicals before then. You're right, mate.
Yeah, well, mine's just straight chlorine and as long as you keep the maintenance up and you've got lots of trees around you that, you know, aren't dropping leaves everywhere, you're fine.
The jacaranda.
Yeah. Do you skinny dip in yours, Marto?
Yeah, he does.
You know I do. What did that? And that's the joy of it, Moon.
In winter.
That's shrinkage.
I tell you there's one more problem,
right.
And that is there's a balcony above the pool.
That's the best. Jumping in. Is it just that little bit too far?
I can just see someone just not quite making it.
You. Haven't got the spring I used to.
Big Breakfast, Triple M.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.